1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 1. And moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Everybody say the gospel.
The gospel.
Which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then he goes further and says, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. In other words, over 500 people saw that Jesus was alive after his burial, after his crucifixion, that he was alive. Everybody say, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Easter is good news.
Amen.
It's good news. I love Easter time. I love the season that surrounds Easter. It's a springing time. Beautiful time of year. Seems like everything comes to life around this time of year. Everywhere you look, the colors are bright, they're vibrant. And a lot of things that you looked at just a few months ago and thought they were dead are springing to life. It's as though God himself planted the gospel into creation itself. Resurrection is everywhere. But the sad thing is that many look, but they don't see. And many hear with their ears, but they don't hear with their hearts. How can anyone look at the wondrous beauty of God's creation and still say there is no God? The Bible says the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Now, I thought it was interesting as God began to speak to me about this message today. I thought it was kind of interesting that this year we celebrate Easter on April Fool's Day. It's almost like God is saying, here's your choices. Either you're wise and choose to believe in God and choose to believe in his son and that he died on the cross and that he was raised from the dead, or we are fools. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I choose to believe. Hallelujah. I choose to believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God sent his son to die for my sins. That son, Jesus, was crucified for my sins and in my place, and that God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is good news.
Amen.
Everybody say good news.
Amen.
The gospel is good news. But let me just talk about this for a moment today. The good news is only good news because it interrupts and diffuses and replaces the bad news. That's why we must hear the bad news first, because the bad news is what makes the gospel good news. To preach the gospel, the good news of salvation from sin, of God's mercy and grace, is an exercise of futility if that's all you say. If that's all you say. No one wants a healer until they're sick. No one wants a dentist until they have a toothache. No one wants a plumber until their sink backs up. No one wants a life preserver until their lives are threatened with drowning. Friend, listen to me today. We have begun to proclaim a very lopsided gospel in the church today. The seeker-sensitive movement has stripped the gospel of its power, and it left the church with only half of a message that the world needs to hear. Are you with me?
Yes.
Everybody say the whole truth.
The whole truth.
Say the whole truth.
The whole truth.
Say we need the whole truth.
Amen.
Now we're told today that we're never to mention sin. We're not to talk about perversion and worldliness and ungodliness. We're told that we must keep it sweet and kind and gentle, and we must not offend the sensibility of the seeker. And I understand being compassionate and understanding and caring and loving. And I'm not talking about being domineering and offensive and condemning and judgmental and self-righteous. But I'm talking about speaking the truth in love. And I mean the whole truth. Everybody say the whole truth.
The whole truth.
And here we go. The whole truth is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The whole truth is the wages of sin is death. In other words, it's not the whole truth if you leave this out. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the truth is, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And the truth is, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the truth is, we were all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Now, friend, that's what makes the gospel good news. The gospel is good news because man by nature is lost, and man by nature is wicked, and man is a sinner. Man is a sinner first by birth, and then he is a sinner by choice. Let me tell you, somebody said, I really didn't expect to get this kind of sermon on Easter.
April Fool's.
Surprise. Now listen, this is what makes the gospel good news. This is what makes Easter good news. This is how the Bible describes man apart from God. Romans 3:10-18. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's man apart from God. That's why, I'm saying it again, that's why the gospel is good news. The gospel is good news. Somebody said, well, I just wanted a nice little, pretty, comfortable Easter resurrection sermon. Well, this is a Easter resurrection sermon. And this is the reason resurrection speaks to us today. Jesus died for our sins in our place. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. His death paid for our sins. Paid in full. We used to sing this song a lot. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. But friend, listen to me. We needed more than a sacrifice for our sins. We needed more than a sin substitute. We needed more than just to be delivered from our sins. We needed a new life. And it took more than death to give us life. It took resurrection. Oh, Rabasaka. I'm talking about the life of Jesus Christ. Thank God for his death. Thank God for his crucifixion. Thank God that he was willing to die in my place. But I'm so glad that he rose on the third day, because I needed more than just a sin substitute. I needed a new life.
Amen.
Through his death, we became dead to sin. Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that from now on we should not serve sin. Then he says in Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:11 says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the good news of the gospel. The good news of the gospel, part A and B. Man was a sinner condemned to an eternal hell. Jesus came as a substitute and took upon himself our sin and our corruption, our wickedness, and died in our place as a sinner. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now we identify with him. Substitution is what he did for us. Identifying is what he did as us. Now we are crucified with him. That's how we are delivered from the sin. I was crucified with him. I was buried with him. But thank God he didn't leave me in the grave. I was also resurrected with him by his eternal life. When Jesus died, Terry the sinner died. When Jesus was buried, Terry the dead sinner was buried. When Jesus rose from the dead, Terry rose from the dead, but not a resurrected sinner, oh no, but a new creation, a new creature with a new nature and a new life. And that's what Easter is all about. It's the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He's alive. He's alive. But in reality, oh, this struck me. But in reality, it's also the celebration of your own resurrection in Christ. Woo! I never thought about that till the Holy Spirit just spoke that to me. He said, "You're celebrating Easter." And we all think about celebrating the resurrection of Christ. But he said, in reality, when you celebrate his resurrection, you're celebrating your resurrection. Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." His resurrection was my resurrection. His resurrection was your resurrection. And friend, if you don't know him, if you don't know Jesus, then you are still dead in your sins and in your trespasses, and you need a resurrection. And you're in the right place at the right time, because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is here today to resurrect your life. Colossians 2:13 says, "And you," that's me, that's all of us, "and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him." Now that's what he did when he came up out of the grave. He didn't just do it for himself. Do you understand? Jesus did not sin. He was the spotless, perfect, sinless Lamb of God. He never sinned. No, the Bible says there was not even guile found in his mouth. He never sinned. He was perfect. He was the only perfect, sinless human being that ever existed on planet Earth. He never sinned. He did not die on the cross for himself. It was a substitution. He didn't need to die. He didn't have to die. He said at one point when they were getting ready to take him away, he said, "Don't you know that right now in this very moment I could call for 12 legions of angels and they would come and they would deliver me from your hand?" He had all of heaven at his command. All he had to do was snap his fingers. All he had to do was sigh real hard and they would have come rushing out of heaven. And you know what the Bible says? One angel in one night slew 185,000 men. What do you think 12 legions would do? He didn't do it for himself. He did it for you. And he did it for me. The Bible says, Ephesians 2 and 5, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. We are justified by his blood. We are saved by his grace. And we are raised by his power. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. See, if you don't know Jesus, you're still dead in your sins. And if you don't know Jesus, the penalty of sin still hangs over your head. And this is the penalty of sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And you will spend eternity somewhere. And the fact is, I don't care what people are saying today, and I don't care whether it's coming from religion or where it's coming from, there's a heaven and there's a hell. And man is an eternal being, and we're either going to spend eternity in heaven or we're going to spend eternity in hell, eternally separated from God. But I'm not condemning anyone. I didn't come to condemn. The fact is, if you don't know Christ, if you have not received him as your personal Savior, you're already condemned. The Bible says in John 3, 17, 18, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Because he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Friend, you got to believe on Jesus. You got to put your faith and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who died in your place and was raised in your stead and for you. He was raised up for you, and we were raised up with him.
Amen.
Listen, listen, listen. You might be rich. You might be a very kind person. You might be a very generous person, a giving person. You might be a clean living person. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. You don't fornicate. You don't cheat on your wife, your boss, your husband, your neighbor. You don't cuss. You don't lie. You don't steal. But the bottom line is, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're still a sinner. You may be a generous sinner, but you're a sinner. You may be a kind sinner, but you're a sinner. You may be a clean sinner, but you're a sinner. Because it's not about what you're not doing. It's about putting your faith and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest sins there is the sin of believing you're good enough. The sin of trusting in your own goodness and rejecting the Savior. Friend, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says we all are as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness is as filthy rag. Oh, the love of God. Can you lift your hands for just a moment? Oh, Ridiashana, we worship you today, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, Easter is not just a remembrance or a celebration of a historical event. Easter is an acknowledgement. I know that's what a lot of people do. That's what it is. It's a celebration of something that happened. It's a celebration and a remembrance of a historical event that happened sometime in history. But Easter, my friend, is more than that. It's an acknowledgement and it's an appreciation for the life that I have and that we have in Christ Jesus, and that life is resurrection life. Oh, hallelujah. The life that raised me from the death of sin is the same life that raised Jesus from the dead. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, he that raised up Christ from the dead, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. It's the same spirit, not a different spirit. It's the same spirit that raised Jesus up that's dwelling in me now. Look at your neighbor and tell him the same spirit. Say resurrection life. John 14 and 19. Jesus said this, because I live, ye shall live also. What kind of life does Jesus have? He has resurrection life. He has eternal life. Jesus lives today eternally in resurrection life. In other words, the same life that raised him up is the life he lives in. What kind of life do you have as a Christian? Answer, resurrection life. Sometimes we think of our new birth in Christ as a resurrection from the death of sin, and that's true. But the sad part is, we tend to think of that as a one-time operation of the power of God where he raised me up from sin. And that's the reason why many believers think that they're going to die and then be resurrected to meet Jesus when he comes. Stay with me. But the whole meaning of Easter is not just about a man named Jesus rising from the dead. It's about the same resurrection life and resurrection power flowing through you every day, living every day in the power of the resurrection. Friend, I'm not waiting till I die for Jesus to come and get me before I experience resurrection. I got a resurrection when Jesus came to live on the inside of me. And every day I wake up and open my eyes, I am walking and living in resurrection life because it is his life that is quickening me. Kandalobo shandalahaya. Let me show you what I mean. Lazarus had died. He's buried. His sisters, Mary and Martha, they're miffed to Jesus. Hey, if you would have been here, our brother Lazarus would not have died. Well, Jesus knew that. That's why he wasn't there. So they could see the glory of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible said when the news came to Jesus that Lazarus was sick, he abode yet 2 days. And now they're mad at Jesus. And now Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. He's in the tomb. And they're mad. And they said to Jesus, they said, if you would have been here, our brother would not have died. And they were right. But listen to what Jesus said. Your brother will rise again. They said, oh, we know that in the resurrection at the last day. See, they're just like a lot of us. I'm going to live again. I'm going to die, but when Jesus comes, I'm going to live again. I'm going to die, but when the trumpet sounds, I'm going to be resurrected. Well, stay with me now. He shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. That's what the most people believe. The last day when the trumpet sounds and Jesus comes, I'm going to rise again. Watch, my friend. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Oh yeah, they're going to put this old shell in the ground if Jesus don't come before that time. They're going to put this old shell in the ground, but they're not going to put me in the ground. You understand what I'm saying? When Jesus came into my heart, he raised me up from the death of sin. There came a new life into my being, and that new life ain't never going out. That same life that raised me up from sin is going to keep me alive in eternity. I'm not waiting for the resurrection. I'm living in the resurrection because Jesus is the resurrection, and he is the life. In him, we live, we move, and we have our being. Where's it at? It's in him. It's not in heaven. It's in Jesus. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. See, we're talking about an event. We're thinking about an event, something that's going to happen. My friend, it's not an event. It's a person, and his name is Jesus. Resurrection is not an event. Resurrection is a person, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Oh yeah, this old body's going to go on the ground. If Jesus doesn't come before that time, this old body's going to go on the ground, no doubt about it. But not my spirit, not me, not the person that was raised from sin, raised from the death of sin and given a new life. He shall never die, because I'm living in the resurrection, and his name is Jesus. Somebody said, I don't think I've heard that before. Well, it's in your Bible. That's what Easter's all about. It's about a celebration of life. About life from the dead. About new life. It's about the spirit of the resurrected Christ living his resurrection life through you and through me every day. I'm alive because he's alive. We make Easter an event to be celebrated, but Easter is really a person, and his name is Jesus. And it's more than an event to be celebrated, it's a life to be lived. Now you could argue with me, if I'm the one that said it, but it's in red. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Oh. Finally, Easter is good news because it means we win. Easter, resurrection, Jesus rising from the dead. It means something. It means that every word Jesus spoke was true. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then they could discount everything he said. They could discount that he was the Son of God. They could discount that he came down from heaven as the bread of God. They could discount that life was in him. They could discount that to know Jesus was to know eternal life. They could discount it all. And they could call him a madman. And they could call him insane. But oh, my friend, when he rose on the third day, it validated every word that he spoke. Every word that came out of his mouth was validated. If the devil could have kept him in the tomb, if the devil could have kept him in the grave, he would have been validated. Jesus' claims. He would invalidate his words. But on the third day, I want you to know every demon in hell, every principality and power of darkness gathered around him to try to hold that body in the ground, because they knew that if this body comes out of the ground, it's going to prove to everyone that he is the Son of God and that his claims are true. And so every demon began to assault him, to hold him in that place. But on the third day, that Spirit of God, that mighty Holy Ghost, begin to move into his body, begin to course through the limbs of his body, and his heart began to pump, and his lungs filled with air, and he threw off every demon power, and he rose from the dead triumphant and victorious. And because he lives, we can live. Oh yes. That's what Easter's all about, my friend. That's what Easter's about. We win. We win. He spoiled principles. principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in the cross. Everything the devil intended against Jesus to destroy him and to invalidate his claims. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. For just a moment. Elijah up on the mountain. Confrontation between him and the false prophets of Baal. He built the altar. All the false prophets did all their things. No answer, no fire from heaven. And then Elijah starts doing things like this. He said, hey, what's wrong? Maybe your God's asleep. Maybe he's taking a nap. Maybe he's in the bathroom reading Reader's Digest. If you read it, really, that's what it said. Is he in the bathroom? That's what it really means. He said, or maybe he's pursuing. Maybe he's gone long ways away and he can't hear you from that distance. Now, you don't do that unless you really believe and expect and know that you serve a God who can hear you and answer. And so, he says, now, let's put this altar back together like it's supposed to be. And so they build it again. And he said, now put the offering on the altar. Put the wood in order. Put the oxen, the bullock in order. And now he says, go get 12 barrels of water. Yeah. What? In the very beginning he said, if the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Now he's soaking the sacrifice with water. What are you trying to do? Sometimes some things about God, if you just be honest about it, you can't figure it all out. You can't figure it all out. I would be saying to Elijah, first of all, I'd be saying, Elijah, don't bother him. Don't be talking to him like that. Just do what you do and go home. Yeah. No. What is he doing? He's setting the stage for an indisputable manifestation of the power of God.
That's right.
And the same thing happened. They saw him die. They saw Jesus nailed to the cross. All the disciples thought it was over and thought it was done and thought it was finished. They're hiding out in the room. The doors are locked. And they're talking about how that they had thought that he was going to be the Savior. Everything was stacked up. The odds were all stacked up. Everything that the devil could do, every single thing, everything that he could possibly accomplish. He called his demons from every assignment. He said, this is what we got to take care of right now. If he comes out of this grave, we're sunk. Now, let me just say this. While that body was in the grave, Jesus was not in that body. The Bible says he went by the Spirit down into hell and he preached to the captives in hell and he led some captives out of hell. Freedom. Woo, I'll tell you what. But on the third day, see, he popped back into that body because he knew it had to be visible. The people had to see that body. Alive. And I'll take you back to my first scripture that I read. We'll be done. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. 12 people saw him after he was raised from the dead, especially. And then the Bible says, after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom Paul says, most of them are still alive right now. Most of them, I could go to them and talk to them right now about seeing Jesus alive after his passion. And the Bible says that Jesus, after his passion, after his crucifixion, after his burial, and after his resurrection, the Bible says he walked and talked among men for 40 days and 40 nights of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And then, he appeared to 500 or more, and right there, in their midst, the Bible says, he ascended into the heavens. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And he sent his Spirit, the Spirit that raised him up from the dead, and the Spirit that raised him to the right hand of the Father, he sent that Spirit to live in you. Resurrection life. And Jesus said, because I live, ye shall live also. So when I celebrate resurrection and I celebrate Easter, I'm not just celebrating a historical event. I'm not just celebrating what Jesus did for me. I'm celebrating the life that I'm living right now by his Spirit that lives in me. Will you stand with me all over this building? If you don't know Jesus, you don't know life. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know peace. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know joy. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. If you don't know Jesus, then you're still in the darkness. If you don't know Jesus, then the Bible tells you that you're lost. And the Bible, and I love the Word of God because the Word of God is so complete. It doesn't leave us misunderstanding. He said the wages of sin is death. That's part A, but I love part B. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, if you don't know Jesus, I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you right now to give your life to him. I'm asking you right now to say yes to him. I'm asking you right now to open your heart to him. He won't come in. He won't force the door down. He won't knock the door down. He won't kick the door down. The handle's on the inside. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in and I will sup with him and he with me. If you're here this morning, you want to come to this altar, you're here this morning, you say, I want to give Jesus my life. He gave his life for me. I want to give my life for him. I want to serve him. I'm going to give him everything. I'm going to give him everything. The Bible says if we're ashamed of him in this wicked, adulterous generation, he'll be ashamed of us. And he stands before the Father and the holy angels. I'm going to ask you today, all over this house, pray this prayer with me if you would, please. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. And I believe that God raised you from the dead by the power of his Spirit. And I believe that you raised up for me to raise me up. I believe according to your word that you are the Son of God. You died for my sins. And I accept you as my sin substitute. But I also accept you as the one who gives me life and that more abundantly. The one who gives me resurrection life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me clean. I confess my sin. I know I've sinned.
I've fallen short of the glory of God. But I want your mercy, and I want your grace, and I want your resurrection life to live in me and through me the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Now, can you just praise Him in this house? Lord, we thank You for resurrection life. Lord, we thank You today for the resurrection and the life. We thank You today that we are not dead anymore. We're not dead in our sins. We're not dead in our trespasses. We're not dead in the uncircumcision of our flesh. But we have been raised up together, and we have been made to sit together with You in heavenly places. And we praise You today for resurrection life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because He lives, we can live also. Hallelujah. Friend, Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And He is Lord over every sickness. He's Lord over every disease. He's Lord over every sin. He's Lord over every bondage. He's Lord over every habit. And He's Lord over every addiction. And if you let Him come into your life, He will be your Lord. And He will be the Lord of all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and give Him a praise in this house. Hallelujah. How many believe the gospel today?
Amen.
How many believe this word is true?
Yes.
How many are ready to walk in resurrection life and resurrection power?
Yes.
Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank You today. Thank You for this Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Thank You, Jesus, Lord, that on this day, Lord, in a comical way even, that Resurrection Day falls, the day we celebrate, falls on April Fool's Day. Lord, let us not be fools. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool has said in his heart, I don't need that Jesus. But Lord, let us be wise today. And let us receive the resurrected Jesus and the resurrection life today and walk in it the rest of our lives. Lord, go with us. Lord, to the fellowship, the potluck, bless our time together, bless the fellowship, bless the food, and bless the hands that have prepared it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.